The highly anticipated game Assassin's Creed Mirage has been released, and it has been praised for its return to the series' original style. However, one major change in this edition is the use of Arabic language. The developers, Ubisoft, have recorded the game's performances in Arabic, offering players the option to experience the game in a more authentic way. This decision has been welcomed by fans, who have often heard Arabic spoken in games only in the context of terrorism. The use of classical Arabic in the game is seen as a positive depiction of Arabic speakers, as it is a language that has been preserved for over 1,000 years. Mohammed Al-Imam, who works for Ubisoft's Middle Eastern and North African branch, explains that the use of classical Arabic in the game is a departure from the common portrayal of Arabic characters in Western media speaking broken Arabic or mimicking the sounds without understanding the words. He emphasizes the importance of having fluent Arabic speakers perform the Arabic lines in the game to ensure accuracy. Small details like accurate translations and cultural references are scattered throughout the game, which may go unnoticed by non-native speakers but are appreciated by Arabic speakers. Another significant aspect of Assassin's Creed Mirage is its faithful recreation of historical settings. Ubisoft employed historical experts to ensure the authenticity of the game's world. Amir, a fan of the game who grew up in Baghdad, hopes that the game will help change the perception of Iraq and the Arab world. He believes that the game will highlight the importance of Baghdad in history and showcase its golden age, where knowledge and significant contributions to various fields originated. The game has received generally favorable reviews, with critics praising its focused approach and historical accuracy. However, some have raised concerns about the return to the style of earlier games in the franchise. Despite this, Amir is excited to play the game and hopes that it will inspire more Middle Eastern game developers. He believes that representation in games can inspire others to create their own stories and contribute to the gaming industry. It is worth noting that the release of the game coincides with reports of sexual harassment allegations against 5 former Ubisoft employees. The company has stated that it has no knowledge of the allegations and cannot comment on them.